This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Armes, MD. The date of examination is 11-4-22. The name of the patient is Laurie Owens, L-O-W-E-N-S. Laurie is L-A-U-R-I-E. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram, CardioCare Associates, letterhead, file, Streco, S-T-R-E-C-H-O, space, Owens, space, L. Treadmill stress echocardiogram, date of examination, 11-4-22, referring physician, Carolyn Mudry, M-U-D-R-Y-G-O, performing physician, Sharon Armeza, M.D., new paragraph, clinical indication. Seventy-one-year-old female. With history of bradycardia. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG. Normal sinus rhythm. Common J point elevation. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure. 115 over 75, baseline heart rate, 60 beats per minute. New paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline immediately post... Sorry, excuse me. The patient underwent a ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, J-point elevation, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 115 over 75, baseline heart rate, 60 beats per minute, new paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 9 minutes and 30 seconds, semicolon, 30 seconds into stage 4 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 130, parentheses, 87% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 145 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 18850, period. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress or the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise... Patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10.5 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress. The patient had a mildly attenuated heart rate response to exercise, but attained greater than 85% maximum predicted heart rate at her functional capacity. The patient had a final blood pressure of 110 over 70 and a heart rate of 63 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, there was less than 1 millimeter of horizontal ST depression, leads 2-3 in AVF, which did not meet diagnostic criteria for ischemia. During stress, peak stress in the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph, impression, normal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 87% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline, immediately post-peak stress exercise in left lateral decubitus position. Parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, apical four-chamber views, and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline and post-peak stress studies were technically adequate and of good quality for parasternal views. And technically difficult for the apical views, particularly the apical two-chamber view, which was somewhat off-axis. Correction, particularly the apical two-chamber view, but was adequately visualized. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities, with normal augmentation of wall motion with exercise, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression, normal echocardiograph, portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram, to 87% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion and treadmill stress echocardiogram to 87% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a flux capacity range of 10.5 mets, comparable to her prior stress test. 4. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress. The patient had a mildly attenuated heart rate response to exercise with just being able to, but was able to obtain greater than 85% maximum predicted heart rate at her functional capacity. Findings related to a condition response to stress and or an element of conduction disease. 6. Normal echo. 5. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. 6. Normal echocardiograph portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 87% maximum predicted heart rate with normal baseline post-peak stress wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities, common normal augmentation wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, MD.